Hey, it's Beth here, over 65, still talking, episode 195, February 20th, 2021. We've been through the mill here in Austin. And I gotta say, I spent my whole life loving snow. I mean, snow days when you're a kid in the Northeast or anywhere, getting out of school, everybody's wonderful. You go sleigh riding, other people's mothers come out and give you hot chocolate. It was, your whole world turns into what I thought was heaven when I was little. I love snow. I have missed having white Christmases since I got to Texas. It's just, I'm sorry my kids never got to live in a place where you got snow days. It is like the heavens open up and give you the most beautiful wonderland, days off from school, sleigh riding till you can't stand it anymore, just till you're bone frozen. One time I was sleigh riding and I ripped the back of my pants. You had to watch out for tobogganers at all times. Those people were miscreants. They had no maneuverability. They plowed over you and laughed at you. And I ripped up the back of my pants. The snow was coming down, couldn't have cared less, stayed out there for hours. It took my rear end 5 hours to warm up. Nothing was going to make me come inside, because if you came inside, your mother would say, oh, good, take all your clothes off right at the door, go upstairs, take a bath, come downstairs, it's dinner time. Be like, what? I mean, I didn't even take the hot chocolate a lot because I didn't want to ever go to the bathroom. I'd be out there for 10 hours a day. Just having the time of my life. So come to Texas and I think all my snow days are over. Kit and I start dating. He says, let's go skiing. I'm like, yes. He's taking lessons before we go. I'm like, do you want to take lessons? I said, no, I'm a natural. We get to Ruidosa, New Mexico. Okay, there's something wrong with that snow. Something really wrong with it. Like it's all ice. The bunny slope was treacherous. First time down, I separated my shoulder. He was mad at me, like I should have taken lessons. I'm like, no, this isn't snow. This is ice. This is the snow bunny hill fault, not mine. So it took a few years for us to go back on another ski trip, but he won a trip or something with Xerox. I mean, it was the only trip we ever took that was paid for by a company. So I'm like, great. I rent an outfit. We're going. Everything's done. Everything's paid for. Everything's so simple. We get to the hill the first day. And, oh, Kit made me take lessons before we did this. So I had to go to that ridiculous carpet that goes up the hill. And you take, you know, skiing lessons on that. Okay, I did it, right? I wasn't paying any attention because I knew how to ski. If snow plowing and turning with your knees isn't skiing, I don't know what skiing is. If at the end of the day, your knees aren't swollen and you can't walk, then I don't know what skiing is. So we get to the place and this is so posh that one of our instructors is an Olympic ski medalist. I'm like, whoa. She says, you know how to ski? I'm like, of course I know how to ski. I head down the hill and run into a tree. I'm lying on top of this evergreen. They have to get me off of it. This is like a constant in my skiing life. I'm running into trees all the time. And I always get these remarks from people passing by. Ha, 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 they're so funny. It's like blazing your own trail. No, I'm not blazing my own trail. Lose something? No, I didn't lose something. I'm stuck in a tree. I didn't lose my wallet or anything. Leave me alone. People would say, no, do you need help? No, I don't need help. So these trees are real? Ha, ha, ha. Yes, they are real. These are the things I had to listen to every single time I ran into the trees, which I did every single time I went skiing. I mean, at least once or twice. And you got to be really careful because you can't overreact, because you'll rip your face up with all the those little pine trees, the bark is so, it's like thorns. Not everybody knows this. The bears know this because they're always, that's how come their nails are so sharp. Because these tree trunks are like emery boards. I'm just telling you stuff you don't know. So then we get to the point where we're going to go skiing again. Kid is traumatized. He has terrible memories of skiing with me. But that trip actually turned out to be great because we went on a sleigh ride with blankets to this tent that was a restaurant or something in the woods. It was cozy, it was fun, and that trip was great, except for that I didn't know how to ski. So then the kids come along and we start skiing again, and it is so much fun, except for Matt, who weighed 35 pounds for 3 years. So when he went skiing, he didn't weigh enough and the wind would blow him up the hill. And so he'd use his little, arm things and paddle his way down the hill, hated skiing, till he got to the magical weight of 50 pounds. When that happened, we were off to the races. We skied every year. Brett was the best. He was a total natural. It was fun to watch him. And we made snowmen. We snowmobiled. We did it all. We skated. We did every single thing you could possibly do and had a lot of hot chocolate. It was kind of like bringing my childhood back. So I'm sick about this. Oh my God. So in January in Austin, when the Eskimos have the Inuits have 30 words for snow, and it's true. There's all different kinds of snow. There's dry snow, which is horrible. There's wet snow, and then there's snow that's in the middle that's just perfect. We in Austin had the most amazing snowfall in January. It was snow globey perfect. The flakes came down so slowly, it was like they were dancing, and it was all quiet. It was a wonderland, and it landed on the trees, and I loved snow so much. I mean, that January snowstorm made me want to go back. Like I was fantasizing, when we have grandchildren, we'll rent a house in Colorado so they can have a white Christmas. I couldn't stop thinking about it. It was so beautiful until this snow event, not even going to call it a snowstorm. It was this snow catastrophe that happened in Texas. The snow was maniacal looking. It was scary. It wasn't even pretty. Even when it was pretty, it wasn't pretty. It looked like a monster. And your home wasn't hot. There was no hot chocolate. There was no water. This was just terrifying for 8 days. 8 days. People were losing power. Pipes were bursting. Old people like me were freezing in their homes, which got to 50 degrees. Not a lot of people have fireplaces in Texas. It's not a thing, unless you got a really expensive house. Gas fireplaces are okay. People were raving about them. Real fireplaces, there weren't many of them. And plus, you didn't have fire for 8 days. Fireplaces in Texas are events. They're on Christmas you have a fire, on Thanksgiving you have a fire. You have 5 fires a year with your fireplace. You don't have a load of beautiful logs in your garage ready for the fireplace. It's not like the North. It's a show. It's like designer fireplaces. It's just a luxury, and it's a joke. So people were actually using their fireplaces. They were down to breaking chairs in the garage, tearing things apart to get wood for their fireplace. This was no joke. And now the saddest thing of all is I hate snow. I can't get that bad snowstorm out of my mind and think about all the beautiful snowstorms that I've had in my life. It was scary. It was really, really, really scary. I mean, losing power and water for days on end is just a terrifying thing. So, I don't know. I mean, if they say it's a 100-year event, But you know, a lot of these 100-year events are happening a lot. Like when you got to, you know, when you go through the whole alphabet with the hurricanes, you got to wonder what's going on. So, but I am kind of convinced that I'm not going to see anything like this again, you know, until I'm 166. They're going to probably maybe take care of things, who knows. But, whoa, the sun is out. It's like gorgeous. Everything's melting. And I used to hate when everything melted. I used to hate slush. I love slush now. Slush is it's my ticket out of here. So, you know, a lifetime, 60 years of loving something, and now I hate something. I hate when this happens, but I can't stop myself. If I see another snowflake, I'm just going to crush it. I don't know what I'm going to do. So I'm sure this is the last snowstorm, and this music I'm playing is snow music. So funny. I mean, what is this internet? It says relaxing snowfall music. The song is called Beautiful Falling Snow. Who comes up with this stuff? But it doesn't even sound good to me. Like, that's how bad this snow problem is of mine. So, you know, time heals everything. I hope I'm going to come back. I got to come back to loving snow, because I got just a couple of things left that I still love in my life. That's what life does to you. I want snow back. But this one event, this one thing that everybody's been through, and I still know somebody really close to me who still doesn't have power, because the minute the power came on, the transformer blew right in front of her. So she's still on the waiting list. And she's been without power for like over 60 hours. She weighs 32 pounds. She's a little bit older than I am. That is why I'm keeping my fat on my body. Anything can happen. I've got like, my stomach is probably 4 days worth of food, and maybe even more. And I think all this, like the roll underneath my arm, it's got to be water. There's got to be water in there. The way it moves just looks like water. So I'm never going to lose, you know, like squirrels put things in their cheeks. I've got things in my stomach and in my upper arms for catastrophes. I am going to be ready. So nobody's going to make me lose weight. They say lose weight. It's healthy to be thin. It is not healthy to be thin. Not doing it. Staying right where I am. Keeping it all there. The storage facility is stomach, upper arms. Stomach food, upper arms water. I'll squeeze it out. I know what's in there. So just know that one event that is truly hideous can ruin a lifetime of love and adoration for something. I am shocked. I didn't think that could happen. I thought all the other good times would just come in and overwhelm this bad event. But no, I hate snow. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. Hate it. Hate freezing temperatures. I see it now. I see what everybody was saying. We hated snow all this time. They're right. I'm wrong. So, anyway, I'm trying to stay sane, but I lost one of my fantasy loving, love to look at, love to remember all the snow events. I hope I can get some of that back, but right now, snow is my enemy, so I'm not staying very sane. Snow music is not helping, but I am still, I'm on the slippery slope of crazy, but I am hanging on by a little thread. So wish me luck. I know I can do it. I know you can do it. It's been a long year, but wow, snow, not fun. Stay sane, stay sane, stay warm, stay toasty, stay everything. I'm never going to complain this summer about the heat. I'm done with that. Done. The heat doesn't kill you like this. So I'm just gonna cool down and enjoy the sun. I'm outside, everything's melting, it's fantastic. It's better than the Wicked Witch of the West. So stay sane, and I will be back. Thanks, bye-bye.